Dave, Shelley, and Chainsaw.
100.7 FM.
KFM, BFM, San Diego. Thank you for switching us on the first day of 2016. Happy New Year's, everybody. A little business to take care of, and then we are going to make the big reveal. We want to thank you being with us on our first day here, 2016. We also want to thank the sponsors who made that possible. Danielle, if you will do the honors for us.
Yes, we would like to thank Heller the Home Seller and his team at Heller Real Estate Group.
Beautiful. Thank you, folks. Of course, Danielle is the keeper of the Learning Journal here on the show. Some of the things that we learned on our first day back. But you guys are great, by the way. What, 2 weeks off?
No.
Hit it running. Like professionals.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Nicely done. No rust on you at all. Nicely done.
Well, we started the day off with finding out that the K-Puss format had the best ratings of all the format. We also...
Those were hit songs. The kind of hit songs that I pulled down the top five numbers with 1834 win in the 7 to Midnight show on AM 1710 WBUF in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah!
A lot of Whitney Houston.
Sure.
Tears for Fears.
Mariah.
Yeah.
No.
Murder.
It's okay to like K-Puss.
Yeah, true.
It really is. You don't have to tell anybody. In today's world of electronics, you don't have to reveal to anybody what you're listening to. It's all captured electronically by Big Brother. You can listen to K-Puss and be a fan and not have to tell anybody.
That's right.
That would be a successful radio station, I'm telling you.
That would be.
Take it all the way. Go with a slogan.
Music for pussies.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? It might be it. Might be it.
What a bread.
Oh, I love bread.
That'd be a hell of a song for you to kick out. If.
Ew.
By bread.
Oh.
Yes. Who said ew?
Ruth.
Ruth, what are you doing?
Bread.
I guess you have a lot of success being a program director. Don't you have your hands full over there being the new Death Star in Star Wars or something like that?
Congratulations, by the way. Oh my god!
Thank you.
She's the new Death Star.
Yeah.
Well, we're eclipsing Danielle's.
Yeah, stop skipping ahead.
That's right. Sorry. Skipping in here. Tell me, Danielle. What did we learn today?
Well. Before we did that, we talked about how Dave won the gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Went over all of that voting. We did 10 listener poll for the new celebrity Death Czar, which is Ruth.
We found out Boyer doesn't know how old he is.
No. Boyer doesn't know how old he is.
Or he's like a woman and he lies about
his age.
Lies
about his age.
It's an approximation.
Which I think is more likely.
Yeah. I like that, an approximation.
Yeah. It's a serving suggestion, David.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greater or equal to. Aunt Edna called in.
Yes, she did. It's good to hear from Aunt Edna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Been way too long.
Sad news about Adele Heimlich from the next trailer over, but any second here, we hope to have that condition relieved. Before anything gets on anyone.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
We also talked about Ham Face Dog and Ham Face Kid.
Ham Face Dog. 50,000 prayers up
too
there.
Funny.
God isn't busy enough. Got to deal with a Ham Face Dog.
Stupid.
Ham Face Kid was funny looking, though. Yeah, you got to admit.
They both were.
Yeah.
We talked about Eric Weddle and is. Poor Eric Weddle.
What would you do if you were the Charger boss?
I'd probably still fine him because he didn't ask.
Man, what a corporate dick you
right?
are.
Wow.
Jeez.
It's true.
Man.
No independent
man.
Right.
3 months on this show and you turned into iHeart. God.
I've been learning.
How'd you
from
just
you
fire
guys?
Us and get it over with?
I thought you were going to fire me at the end of the week.
I don't know what happens when I press this button. Who knows?
It's my new show. No one told you?
Could be. Don't know. None of us know, right?
We talked about Poppy Harlow and her passing out on CNN.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. And she got, well, she even can't hear.
Guns N' Roses will be headlining Coachella. The Hateful Eight is 3 hours and wait for an hour and 45 minutes before you're really set up. And then we had our final 10 listener poll about the reformat, and Vern called and talked to us.
Vern did check in. Mm-hmm.
Vern and that was awesome.
Vern has no idea how old he is, but we think he's at least 35 years old. We know that he's hit adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
He looked into his pants.
Well, it's the only way to find out.
It's all Wookiee down there.
How else do you know? Who knows? Maybe he's frozen in time like a clone or something. I don't know. You never know. I'm all about the science fiction. What do I know? Maybe he's in some sort of carbon freezing like Han Solo. What do I know?
Could be.
All right, very good. All right, thank you, Danielle. Danielle, who was with us in her final week, by the way, here. People do want to know the current status of Emily and her baby. Emily will return from maternity leave next week. So that means we still have our beloved Danielle for another week. And we're glad to have her here. She's been doing a hell of a job. Big things in store for Danielle, my prediction.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to miss you guys.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Give it a year.
You'll be. No, I don't want Boyer to break down just yet. Easy does it.
It's hydrating tradition.
It's very hard on him when young ladies leave the show.
I'm hydrating for a good cry on Friday.
The younger they are, the harder he falls.
That's true.
You're hydrating up?
Yeah. For all the tears.
Yeah. Very good. Well, listen, so this is it. It's time now for us to make our big reveal. Y'all ready for this now?
Yes.
We started this. When did we start the change on this radio station? Oh, I don't know. About 3 years ago, we started making bad ideas, and at Christmas time, the Christmas music came on. And we told you that wasn't going to last, and then on the day after Christmas, we told you that Jack FM was done. That's it. It was all over, and we said that we would monkey around with a couple of different formats every single day, but by the time 10 o'clock rolled around on this day, that we would reveal the direction of this radio station for you right now. And I'm glad that they're doing it this way, because most of the times radio stations just do it without any explanation at all. Mm-hmm. And just hope that you could just get over it. But we're glad to have you involved in this. That's why we did the 10 listener poll here today. And we're always anxious to see what you have on Twitter. And my crew does not know what's going to happen until I press the button here. Is that the next thing that fires as soon as I press the button?
Yes, sir.
This presentation piece that does it. So you all ready?
Yes,
excited.
Yes.
Well, then, let us press. Good Lord.
Good morning, team.
Oh, God.
This is Deputy Program Director Emeritus Bernard P5.
How you doing?
Hey, Bernard.
Hey, Sean. Oh,
hi.
How you doing? Oh, Sarah. Good. Nice to meet you.
Records, rackets, rockets.
Lord. I thought we got rid of that. Yeah, how did that door make it over here?
I don't know.
Well, it's the big moment, the big reveal.
Yes, it is. Well, how are you, Barney?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, too long.
It has been a while.
But I've been working behind the scenes.
Oh. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I have decided
have <you. laughs>
from this day forward, this radio station will be known as Squeal 100.7. All bluegrass all the time.
Not in favor. Not in
so
favor.
So bend over, rackets, and cue up the very first Squeal 100.7 music block. Flatten Scruggs, Ricky Skaggs, and Sheriff Andy Taylor and the Darlings.
No, Barney, you don't even work in radio anymore.
What?
You're a security guard at a parking garage down the street that has two cars in it. One of them is owned by Boyer that died 3 years ago.
Yeah, but the checks keep coming in from the estate.
Shall I call security right now?
And ring, I'm going to lay down the law from day one.
Hmm.
Here at Squeal 100.7, we have two basic rules.
Is that right? What are those two rules?
The first rule is
no
smearing things on the walls, especially you, voice in the head. And the second rule is...
I'll save it for you, then.
Obey all rules.
All right. Hanson, please get Barney out of here.
Now, Rackets, I'm not going to interrupt your big reveal here. In fact, my security staff is waving me out to deal with an emergency of some sort at the garage.
I just got to jump the one working car.
I'm going to have to leave it up to you, Rackets.
All right.
Just don't screw it up!
TMZ. KFMB-FM San Diego is owned and operated by Midwest Television Incorporated. Our transmitters...
KFMB-FM hit the air in 1959, broadcasting beautiful music. Okay. In the 1970s, the station changed its nickname to B100.
B100 San Diego, making history.
And broadcast the biggest hits Top 40 could deliver.
KFM PFM San Diego, with better music as we play it right off your favorite albums.
KFM BFM, San Diego's FM at 100.7.
KFM BFM San Diego. 1 o'clock now at World Boogie Headquarters.
Eventually knocking off AM Top 40 Powerhouse KCBQ in 1977.
KFM BFM San Diego.
And becoming the first major market Top 40 station to rank number one.
KFM BFM San Diego. Well, it's a little bit after 2 o'clock and we are ready to go.
Then in the 80s, disco died. And B100 started playing adult contemporary music. Jeff and Cher did the morning show for a while, then they left and went to Q106. Then they came back in the 90s after KFMB-FM switched its name again, going by Star 100.7.
Star 100.7, all request workdays.
Hi, Star.
Then in 2005, Jeff and Cher left again.
Bye, Star.
And KFMB changed its name again.
100.7, Jack FM.
Where their slogan was,
playing what we want.
Then, the Monique Show happened. Then in 2010, in an effort to reduce costs and ratings, KGB released the market's top morning show, Dave, Shelley, and Chainsaw.
Hi, you're on the DSC. Who's this?
So Jack FM scooped them up.
This is Don.
Well, hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Don. 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 Tell me all about your story, Don.
Don.
Then Elena worked here. We started playing Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber and Christmas music, and the rest is history. Except that today, history is being rewritten. The Federal Communications Commission requires that whenever a radio station changes format, that there be one full minute of silence between them. And that 60 seconds begins now. Actually, I'm just kidding. They don't require that. We're just messing with you. Here's what's coming next on 100.7 FM.
Welcome to San Diego's new 100.7 KFM. BFM.
The world is, the world is not
bad. You're listening to 100.7 KFM BFM. San Diego. Playing whatever, whenever. You're listening to 100.7 KFM BFM. Welcome to San Diego's new 100.7 KFM BFM.